हरे
हरे कृष्ण
कृष्णा।
माता जी, गुना प्रणाम टू यू एंड ऑल द डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरी टू शीला प्रभुपदा। दिस इज राज फ्रॉम कनाडा।
हरे कृष्णा राज प्रभु जी, प्लीज एक्सेप्ट माय हम्बल ऑब्लिगेशंस। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्रील प्रभुपाद एंड गुरु महाराज। थैंक यू सो मच प्रभु जी फॉर जॉइनिंग दिस सेशन एंड गिविंग योर वेरी वंडरफुल एसोसिएशन दिस मॉर्निंग प्रभु जी। हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा। आई वेलकम ऑल द डिवोटीज टू आवर भक्ति संगा जपा कॉन्फ्रेंस कॉल। And today we are having the special series of Krishna Katha Mela. And as part of this series, kidnaps Rukmini. And to enlighten on this topic, we have with us Her Grace Lakshmi Mataji. Hare Krishna Lakshmi Mataji, please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj. Thank you so much, Mataji, for joining the call and giving your very valuable association this morning and enlightening on the topic of Krishna kidnaps Rukmini. Thank you so much, Mataji. Before handing the call, I would like to hand over the call to Preeti Vilasini Mataji to give a brief introduction, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you so much, Yam Supriya Mataji. We are extremely happy to have this Krishna Katha Mela series going on now. Today we have Her Grace Lakshmi Mataji with us. Lakshmi Mataji has an MBA degree with specialization in marketing management. She is an IT professional working in Dallas. Mataji was first introduced to Krishna consciousness by her brother in 2016. And at the same time, she grabbed the Perfect Questions and Perfect Answers book and was completely glued to that. Mataji's first exposure to a celebration in Krishna consciousness was back in 2016 during the advent of the Bhagavad Gita program with a close-knitted group in Omaha, Nebraska. Mataji never looked back after that. Mataji is always very actively involved in volunteering for activities during Jagannath Rath Yatra and Janmashtami programs, both in Omaha and Dallas. Being a very eloquent speaker, Mataji has used her MC the entire Janmashtami program in Omaha. She and her mother were always involved in preparing excellent prasadam for all the festivals. In Bhakti Sangha, Mataji is one of the favorite teachers for the Damodar class. Through her moral stories and Devanagari classes, she instills strong values in little minds, and the kids are very familiar with Sanskrit knowledge now. Mataji loves to cook. She's an integral part of the Jagannath kitchen, and she always has mouth-watering offerings. And she teaches kids too how to cook simple, delicious desserts. Mataji is a very key person in Bhakti Sangha because she pretty much takes care of all our audio recordings. She uploads all the Bhakti Sangha lectures onto ISKCON Desire Tree so that it is available for us at any time, place, and circumstance that we may be. She also does introduction services in the Srimad Bhagavatam class, and she is one of our backup hosts as well from time to time. So thank you so much, Lakshmi Mataji. We are so excited to have you on the call. The kids love you so much, and so do the adults. And Mataji has taken up a very interesting topic, Krishna kidnaps Rukmini. So thank you so much, Mataji. Over to you. Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much, Preeti Mataji. And I'm sorry I joined late, so I missed other Mataji. But thank you so much for this warm welcome and the introduction. I'm extremely thrilled for this opportunity. And definitely, thank you so much for giving me this opportunity. This is going to be my first time. I've always been in the kids' class, but this is going to be my first time with the devotees and senior devotees. So, all glories to Srila Prabhupada, all glories to Guru Maharaj, all glories to the assembled devotees here. I'm really seeking everybody's blessings here so that I do not make any kind of offenses. But in this Krishna Katha journey, as Preeti Mataji already mentioned, that I chose to speak about, or rather I would say that I'm attempting to discuss the pastime called Krishna kidnaps Rukmini. It's a very beautiful pastime. There are a lot of moving parts to it. There are a lot of emotions to that. And I just hope I could make justice to that. But before we dive into this beautiful pastime, I would like to offer my obeisances to the Guru Varga for their blessings, so that I definitely do not make any kind of offenses while I'm talking about that. All right, starting. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Ajnanam Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Utpadakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavascha Shri Rupam Sagra Jatam Sagana Raghunathan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvetam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sagana Lalita Shri Vaishakhan Vitam Shcha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpati Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vansha Kalpita Rupyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhaktivrinda Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Iti Namine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharani Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashatya Deshitarini Nama Om Vishnu Padaya. Okay, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. All right, so let's start. All right, so today's topic is Krishna kidnaps Rukmini. Before I just go into this pastime, I just wanted to share a few pointers that we're going to be touching upon today as the highlights. So first one is how the whole thing starts when Rukmini Devi envisions Krishna as her husband, because she has heard so much about Krishna. How Krishna reacts or reciprocates to Rukmini's letter, which is sent to her with the Brahmin. How Rukmini's father is making the wedding arrangements, and Rukmini's brother is insisting on her marrying Shishupal. And how Lord Krishna arrives in Kundina, and how the whole kidnapping process happens, and finally, whatever fights all the kings have among themselves and the wedding. So these are the different points I'm going to touch upon today. All right, so the first one is Rukmini's letter to Krishna. So Rukmini, who's the daughter of Bhishmaka, and who is the king of Vidarbha, has heard a lot about Sri Krishna all the time. She has heard about Krishna's beauties, Krishna's opulence, Krishna's strength, and many, many different other fine qualities. And of course, I mean, we can't deny the fact, because he is the personality of Godhead with you know, every single quality or every single opulent we could think of. He has it all. When people like us are so attracted towards Krishna, why not Rukmini? So Rukmini had heard so much about Krishna that she had her mind set on Krishna, and she really wanted Krishna to be her perfect husband. While she was going through all these kind of thoughts about Krishna, her brother Rukmini had wanted her to marry one of his friend Shishupal. While all these wedding preparations are going on, dates are decided, everything is set up in the right order, Rukmini is still thinking that she really wants to marry Krishna because that is all she wants, because Krishna is the perfect match for her. She couldn't think of anything else while she's all set for the wedding, because it's been arranged by her father and brother. So she didn't want to go against that, as it happens in the families, right? The elder brother decides something or father decides something. You really go with those decisions and don't go beyond that or deny that. While she was ready, she was getting ready for the wedding, but at the same time, she did not want to leave any stone unturned, and wanted to reach out to Krishna as well, to share her feelings and thoughts about him. So she had a very trustworthy Brahmin who she engaged in this service. So she wrote a letter to Krishna. She gave the letter to Brahmin so that the Brahmin can take that letter to Krishna and then bring back Krishna's thoughts or Krishna's feelings or desires about being with Rukmini back to her. So she wrote a letter and gave the letter to that Brahmin. All right, moving on. So the Brahmin had the letter from Rukmini. He went to Dwarka to meet Krishna, to give the letter to him, and then get the feedback back from Krishna to Rukmini Devi. So he arrives in Dwarka, and Krishna definitely, out of respect for the Brahmin, he offered all sorts of honors or any kind of gifts that is already given, that is usually given to the Brahmins, because Brahmins are very, very respectful or respectable by everybody. So he offered all sorts of gifts and honors to the Brahmin, and then asked him the reason of his visit to Dwarka and him, after offering all those kind of rituals. The Brahmin then showed him the letter he had from Rukmini, but Krishna asked him to read out that letter for him so that he can understand the exact bhava. So the Brahmin starts reading out the letter, and which had the explanation from Rukmini, her feelings about Krishna and what she's thinking or expecting from Krishna to do, because her wedding is all set and she's going to get married to Shishupal in a day or so, in a couple of days. So she is writing like that, that I have my mind set on you and I really want to marry you. So can you just come? My marriage is all planned, is all set. I'm getting married. So there's no way marriage between you and me could have been an arranged marriage. So the only thing that I think could happen is you come to my place and then kidnap me. And she also shared more information in the letter that before the marriage happens, there's always a ritual to worship Kuldevi or Kuldevta before the marriage. So she had shared that plan as well with Krishna, that she will be going to Goddess Ambika's temple before the whole wedding takes place. And that is the best place for him to kidnap her, because she would be surrounded by very, very few limited people at that time. And that is going to be the best time to kidnap her. So she had shared all that kind of information in the letter. But at the same time, she said that if Krishna thinks that he does not want to do this favor to Rukmini Devi, and he doesn't want to marry Rukmini Devi, then Rukmini Devi actually is not left with any choice than giving up her life, because she just cannot think of anybody else as her husband than Krishna himself. So she would go on fasting and observe severe vows, and she would just give up her life. And maybe in the next life, she would be able to be with Krishna. So with all that thoughts she has expressed in the letter, Brahmin concludes here. Okay, so here, Krishna's interest in marriage. After hearing all that communication, or after hearing all that, what is written in the letter from the Brahmin, Krishna actually reciprocates to that. Krishna also liked Rukmini. He had heard so much about Rukmini, Rukmini's beauty. And of course, Krishna and Rukmini were said to be together or were meant to be together. Like Vishnu and Goddess Lakshmi are meant to be together. So similarly, Krishna and Rukmini Devi were meant to be together. So Krishna really wanted to marry her as well. But after hearing her interest in him, he was quite sure that that is what he also wants to do. He was also aware that Rukmini's brother Rukmi, Rukmini's brother Rukmi has never been in favor of this wedding, even though they had so many relations all across the globe that they were interested in Rukmini getting married to Krishna. But Rukmi, who was Rukmini's brother, was never interested in that because he was so much envious of the Lord that he really did not want Rukmini to marry him, but instead marry his friend Shishupal. So while Krishna knew all this, he also he agreed that he would kidnap Rukmini. But before all that, he does express his feelings and desire to marry Rukmini to the Brahmin. And there's a very beautiful shloka that that I've seen, which Shukdev Goswami quotes here, which says that Shri Bhagwan Uvacha Tathaham Api Tachito Nidram Chana Labhe Nishi Vedaham Rukmina Devishan Mamo Davaho Nivaritaha. So that simply means that he has so much interest in this marriage too, that he had been thinking of Rukmini all the time. He had his eyes set on Rukmini, so he was determined that he wants to marry Rukmini. So this is how he expressed his feelings for Rukmini, and he was all set to now kidnap Rukmini. Now the next one is Krishna prepares for his departure. So while Krishna has already decided that this is what he really wants to do. He wants to kidnap Rukmini. Now he asks his chariot driver, Daruka, to keep the horses ready so that he can leave for Rukmini's place or Rukmini's wedding place with the Brahmin. And there's another thing that I've read, which Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur talks about in Padma Puran about these four horses. So when the chariot driver Daruka was preparing for Krishna's departure, his chariot has four horses, very strong and very beautiful horses, and very good horses. And all those four horses are very unique in themselves. So one of them was Sabya, who was green like parrot wings, and the other one, Sugriva, was yellow gold. Meghapusha was the color of the cloud, and Balishka was whitish. So all the four horses were very unique in their own ways, but they were extremely good horses. So they were a part of Krishna's chariot. And Daruka put all that together, put the chariot together, and then he went to Krishna and with his folded hands that the chariot is ready for him to, you know, get going. And then Krishna, So Krishna gives his hand to the Brahmin to bring him up to the chariot and give him a comfortable position on the chariot so that they can start moving. Even though it is said that even though the distance between between Dwarka and the province of Vidarbha was almost 1,000 miles, but these horses were so good that they could cover this whole journey in just a day. So finally, they set out on their trip. Meanwhile, there are preparations going on for the wedding. So there are preparations going on for Shishupal as well. Shishupal pretty much knew about Krishna, and Shishupal's father Dharmaghosha also knew about Krishna. So while Dharmaghosha was performing all sorts of rituals for his son's prosperity and safety and all sorts of rituals so that this whole marriage goes very well, but he still wanted to make sure that by any chance, if Krishna arrives there, he is well prepared, even if they need to get into a fight with Krishna. So he has enough soldiers, enough army, enough weapons that he can give a good fight to Krishna and then still make his son Shishupal marry Rukmini Devi. There's another explanation about Dharmaghosha in the scriptures that I've read, what it means. Actually, every name has a meaning, but Dharmaghosha has a very interesting meaning. So Dhamma means actually curbing down, and Ghosha means famous. So he was famous for controlling the citizens. So he, that's the kind of mentality he had as a king. So he really wanted to, and that is why I was giving the reference that he was getting ready and he was preparing everything so that if Krishna comes there, he is ready to give him a defeat. And that is exactly what his name also means. So that's the mentality he had. So yeah, he took elephants, garlands with golden necklaces, many chariots and horses, everything beautifully decorated for this whole ritual to take place in Vidarbha. And it's interesting to know that though he knew that this he's going to Vidarbha just for the marriage between Shishupal and Rukmini Devi, but in the back of his mind, he was thinking of how to give a good fight to Krishna and defeat him. All right, so moving on. Now, while all these preparations are going on, of course, King Bhishmaka is also preparing for the wedding. And then there's a reason behind why, even though he did not like his daughter Rukmini Devi marrying Shishupal, but still he has to come to an agreement that he just agreed to everything. So he was very, very attached to his son Rukmi, and just because Rukmi wanted Rukmini Devi to marry Shishupal, he also agreed to that, even though he was not completely aligned to that, but he just said yes just because of his love, and he was all set to prepare for the wedding. All right, while we were talking about Dharmaghosha coming to Vidarbha for the wedding with his son Shishupal, but there were other kings who were accompanying him at that time, for example, Jarasandha, Salva, and Dantvakra. They also came there to witness the occasion. And then these names are extremely important in relation to Krishna, because these kings also had the animosity with Krishna. At one point in time, they all have been defeated by Krishna. So they were very, very envious of Krishna, and they didn't want to leave any opportunity if they get to fight with Krishna and try to defeat him, even though they get defeated every single time, but they still didn't want to give it didn't want to give it up. They that is why they also were a part of these rituals. But when Lord Baldev actually heard about all this going on, how it's a marriage and it should have been just the people who are interested in marriage and families and relations and friends for the marriage. But when he's seeing that other kings like Jarasandha, Salva, and all those people are coming, but at the same time they're coming with big army and huge armies, he got a little skeptical. And out of his love for his brother Krishna, he wanted to make sure that they don't try to make any harm. They don't try to do any harm to Lord Krishna. So he also gathered his entire army and he quickly set out to Kundinapur so that he can be there with Krishna. If anything happens, he is there to support the family or support Krishna. Now, while these marriage preparations are going on, even though Rukmini's father is not in complete alignment or agreement, but still he has to do it. So he's doing it, whatever best he could do. whatever best he could do. So he made sure that the entire city is cleaned properly, sprinkled with water. There are a lot of like flags everywhere, a lot of banners on the poles. At the same time, the public of the city, they also dressed up nicely with fresh and clean clothes. They had they decorated themselves with flower garlands and a lot of jewels and jewelry and fragrant sandalwood paste. So everything was decorated perfect. The gates were decorated. Everything was decorated perfect for this occasion. Incense were burning everywhere. There's a lot of music going on everywhere. And the king, so Rukmini's father, being a king and being a good king who knows the rituals, who knows what obeisances he needs to pay to every individual, being very respectful to everybody, he gave proper respect to everybody who was coming for that occasion, like even for King, even for Shishupal's father, because Shishupal was a groom. So he gave proper respect to them, welcomed them nicely, gave them a nice place to stay, took care of everything that he had to, made all the offerings that he had to. He took care of all of it. At the same time, all the priests who were gathered there to carry out this this ceremony, he gave proper obeisances to them and sufficient wealth and cows and charity. So everything that he is supposed to do, he was performing all his duties very well. Brahmins were actually engaged in chanting Vedic hymns. So you know, all those so. In olden times, and it's done even today, that yagnas are performed for any good occasions, even if it's a marriage or even if it's a housewarming or anything, so that everything goes well with what comes next, right? So if it is if it's a marriage, then nothing goes wrong with the marriage and the wedded couple have a good life afterwards. So yagnas are performed for that. So Brahmins were engaged to do those yagnas, and they were doing Vedic hymns and all that mantras and all that was going on just for the protection of the bride. And that's something even Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur points out here, that Atharva Veda is often deals with with the pacification of unfavorable planets. So all the mantras from Rig Veda, Sam Veda, Athar Veda, and were actually utilized just to make sure that the rituals go very well and the bride is protected very well. All right, so now Rukmini gets ready for the wedding. Though she is not interested, though she doesn't want to marry Shishupal, but she is getting ready. And still waiting for Krishna to come and still waiting to hear a word from Krishna. So she's getting ready. She is extremely, extremely beautiful. And all the kings have known about that. And that is why, everybody is coming for the wedding, even though everybody knew that she's going to be married to Shishupal, but then everybody wanted to see her and see the wedding because she was extremely beautiful. So Rukmini, as it happens, was wearing clear and very bright. So first of all, I want to talk about where the Rukmini name comes from. So it is derived from the Sanskrit word Rukma, which means radiant, clear, or bright. And it could also mean decorated with gold ornaments. So pretty much everything is related with the brightness and clarity and brightness and radiance. So that's where her name comes from. And it was the right name for Rukmini, because she was extremely pretty. So yeah, she got all dressed up with new beautiful garments. Another thing that Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur quotes here, that for such rituals you really have to wear the freshly woven garments. So that's what she was wearing. She had all the beautiful jewelry. Of course, she was a princess. All sorts of pretty jewelry, beautiful, beautiful clothes. And then priest was still chanting from all the Vedas. Oh yeah, I missed this. All right, so by this time, Krishna and Balram arrived in Kundina. And we just talked about that. Balram wanted to be there. Lord Balram wanted to be there just to support his brother Krishna with his plans of kidnapping Rukmini Devi. So he came there with his chariots and elephants and everything. And Bhishmaka actually greets Krishna and Balram with all the musics and worships and all the rituals which he's known for and he was good at. So everybody who was coming for the wedding, he was greeting them very well and giving them nice accommodation to stay till the time of the wedding and offering them with whatever they need to offer, right? So maybe flowers or honey or anything that's part of the ritual, he offered everything to them. And even the army was taken care of very well. So he was really good with his hospitality. So when Krishna and Balram reached Vidarbha, people of Vidarbha were very, very excited to Krishna and Balram. In the back of their mind, they always wanted Krishna to marry Rukmini Devi. They knew that they are a complete match to each other. So there had been a lot of discussion and discussion going on when they saw Krishna and Balram. Some people were saying, oh, yeah, Rukmini, he is the best match for Rukmini. And somebody would say, yeah, Rukmini is the best match for him. And they are so perfect for each other. And all that kind of discussion was going on. So they really, really wanted Krishna and Rukmini to get married. But at the same time, they were seeing Krishna and they were so mesmerized with Krishna that they just kind of drinking the nectar of their beauty through their eyes. They were so, so engrossed in that. But at the same time, yeah, that's interesting too, that even though they really wanted Krishna and Rukmini to get married, at the same time, they were praying to the Lord that if they have done any pious activity in their earlier life or this life, let all that pious activity be converted into this marriage. So basically, they were kind of offering all their pious activity so that this marriage happens between Krishna and Rukmini Devi. So that was very, very interesting that they were ready to give up all their pious activities just for this bond to happen. So while all this is going on, Rukmini Devi is getting ready for the marriage as well. But at the same time, she's very, very anxious. I just mentioned that she's very anxious because she is waiting for Krishna's arrival and she hasn't heard a word either from Krishna or from the Brahmin. Even the Brahmin hasn't returned yet. She is extremely anxious and she's just waiting for them to come, one of them to come and give her the message that Krishna is ready for the wedding. And during in that stage of anxiety, she has so many thoughts coming to her mind. One is definitely she is still hopeful that either Krishna or the messenger would come, somebody will, or the Brahmin would come and give her the message that Krishna is ready for the wedding. But at the same time, she's thinking that why she hasn't heard anything from them yet. She's thinking she's so unfortunate that Krishna is not ready for the wedding. Maybe he doesn't want to marry her. And maybe because of all that is going on, the Brahmin doesn't want to come back to me and say that Krishna is not ready for the wedding. While she's going through all these thoughts and she's saying, oh, why this is happening? Maybe the creator of the world, Lord Brahma, doesn't want us to be together. And then she's thinking, oh, maybe it's Lord Shiva who doesn't want this marriage to happen. Or maybe it is Gauri Devi who doesn't want us to be together. So she's actually thinking she has all negative and positive thoughts going on at the same time in her mind because she's so anxious and she's so worried that the marriage is going to happen very soon. And she hasn't heard anything from them. But at the same time, she's hopeful that there's still some time for the wedding. And there's a possibility that Krishna will show up. While she is still thinking about all this, her eyes were totally filled with water. And she closed her eyes and remembering that Krishna would still be able to make it. All right, Rukmini is finally relieved. How? Because she felt a twitch on the left side of her body. So basically, we say that when we have a twitch in our left eye, then it is something good is going to happen, right? So she had those kind of symptoms, and she's like, okay, I think there's something good going to happen. I'm going to hear from Krishna now. So she saw that the Brahmin did come to see her there in her chambers, and she gave the message from Krishna that Krishna has arrived there and he is all set to take Rukmini with him, basically kidnap Rukmini and take Rukmini with him and marry her. So even before he could talk about all that, his gesture conveyed everything to Rukmini that Krishna is okay with her plan, and Krishna is okay marrying her. So all that was announced. Yeah. All right. So Rukmini was so relieved, and Rukmini was so happy and overjoyed by hearing this news that Krishna is already here, that she couldn't think of any better offerings for the Brahmin, that she just paid her respectful obeisances to him, just to say thank you to him. So as per the plan, or as per the ritual, Rukmini Devi had to go to Sri Ambika's temple just before the ritual. So she that's the culture, that's the Vedic culture. So she dressed up nicely, and she started walking towards Diti Bhavani's temple. She was accompanied by very close people. So her mother and her some friends. There were some soldiers as well to protect her. If anything happens, they were armed just to protect her. And then there were conch shells, there were mridangas, and all those instruments were playing for this ritual, which was actually an important ritual. She had to take blessings from Mother Bhavani or Diti Bhavani before the wedding ritual takes place. So after reaching the goddess's temple, Rukmini first washed her lotus feet and hands and sipped some water just to purify herself. And then she came in the presence of Mother Ambika. She bowed down and she, bowed down. And the only thing that she had in her mind, and she asked Mother Ambika, is that allow her to marry Krishna. So make Krishna as her husband. That was the only thought she had in her mind. And she requested Mother Ambika for that. There were so while all these rituals are going on, she's praying to Mother Ambika. There were older women there who actually know the rituals very well. They know step-by-step process, what needs to be done. So they were helping Rukmini Devi to go through those processes, and Rukmini Devi was following them to do the rituals in the right way. And after that, the ladies, whatever offerings were done to the deities, that was given back as a remnant, were given back to Rukmini Devi. And then she started walking back to the venue of the wedding. So she does arrive at the venue, and as we talked about, that she was extremely beautiful. I wouldn't say suitors were there, it's a wrong term here, but all the people who were there, who were gathered there for the wedding, they were just dropping their jaws because she was so pretty. They were getting unconscious because just by looking at her beauty. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur here again points out that since the beautiful form of Rukmini Devi is a manifestation of Lord's internal energy, the non-devotees cannot perceive her. The only thing they could look at is her outer beauty or her material beauty. So they just could not look beyond that, just because she is Krishna's internal energy. Well, Rukmini is walking with deliberate steps, moving slowly because she really do not want this ritual to happen between her and Shishupal. And she is just waiting to see. Her eyes are only looking for Krishna at this point. While she's walking slowly, she's just trying to turn her head around a little bit so that others don't notice her. But she's pushing her hair away so that she can try to find Krishna if he's around. And finally, at that moment, she sees Krishna. All right, so what Krishna does as planned, that Krishna lifts the princess onto his chariot. On his chariot, and it's a special chariot. We talked about the horses in the past. It had the emblem of Garuda. So he pulled her on the chariot, and he's slowly getting exited from the venue. And there's a beautiful comparison done here too, that the way he grabbed Rukmini Devi on the chariot is just like a lion removing his prey from the midst of Jakal. So everybody was gathered there, was considered as Jakal, and then he just picked her up. So other people who gathered there for the rituals, all other friends of Shishupal who were envious of Krishna, they kind of were shocked to see what's going on there, and they just did not like this defeat, and it's kind of a dishonor to them, because in front of them, just in front of them, Krishna is taking their friend's going to be wedded wife. So they just couldn't take that, and they were very, very furious and angry with that. Meanwhile, Lord Balram also appeared there with his armies. So he knew that it may just break into a war, and he would be needed there with the army just to stop others from taking Krishna, from fighting with Krishna. All right, finally the fight happens between both the parties. They started just throwing arrows on each other and started fighting whatever way they could. And Rukmini Devi was getting very, very worried about this fight, because she was worried that something can happen to Krishna, because there were so many arrows being thrown at Krishna so that they can stop Krishna from taking Rukmini Devi from there. But ultimately, Krishna and Krishna just kind of consoles her that nothing's going to happen. He's got everything covered. He knows. Finally, Shishupal loses the battle. And he's so devastated with that. Jarasandha is trying to console Shishupal here, and he's saying that, "Oh, I've been defeated by Krishna many times, but every single time I stand strong, and I'm still hopeful that one day I would be able to defeat Krishna." He's still hopeful about that. And on the similar lines, he's trying to console Shishupal as well. With that, Shishupal is still trying to fight with Krishna, but Krishna finally spares. I'm sorry. Yeah. So all that is done, but now it's Rukmi who is still not who's not ready to give it up. He still wants to find. He still wants to fight Krishna, and he's not ready to give it up. But Krishna actually breaks all his weapons, and finally, Krishna actually chops off some of his hair from here and there. And he's just about to kill him, but at the same time, Rukmini just requests and begs Krishna to spare the life of her brother. And Krishna just agrees to that. Balram also supports to the fact that after chopping off hair, Rukmini's hair, it is for any Kshatriyas, it is as good as killing them. This kind of humiliation is as huge as killing someone. Okay, so Krishna agrees to that, hears both of them and agrees to that, and he spares his life. Rukmini actually laments on her brother's condition, but Lord Baldeva comes to the rescue, and he explains that if Rukmini is going through all this all this situation or all this condition, it is all because of his karmas. So there's nothing anybody can do. It's all because of his karma, past karmas, that he is going through this. He's suffering like that. And he also explained her about Jiva Tattva and past life and current life and all that kind of information. And Rukmini Devi was finally able to overcome that. All right, the final one is the marriage between Krishna and Rukmini. Now, finally, Krishna takes Rukmini to his capital, Dwarka, and marries her there. All the citizens in Dwarka are so excited and thrilled to see this lavish wedding and Rukmini and Krishna getting together, and they're just going around the public. The citizens are just going around and talking about and bragging about how Krishna defeated the army, Rukmini's army and Shishupal's army, and how Krishna kidnapped Rukmini. So it was talk of the town. It was actually talk of the town. They were talking about it everywhere. They were so delighted to see Lord Krishna united with Rukmini. All right, with that, I stop right here. I stop talking, and yeah, please feel free to share any thoughts you have and anything that I had not been able to articulate well while talking or trying to attempt to talk about this particular pastimes. So please do share your thoughts. That's going to be a learning curve for me as well. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Lakshmi Mataji. What is it that you cannot articulate? You're the queen of it. It was an amazing class with the beautiful presentation. Very, very beautiful, Mataji. Very, very nice. Thank you so much. The pastime was detailed so fantastically. And I think you just covered every little thing, and it was like a movie in front of our eyes. So thank you so much. So grateful for your association. And it was so easy to visualize the entire pastime, how Rukmini is, you know, moving her hair. She's looking around for Krishna. So everything was beautiful. Thank you so much. I don't have any questions, but really, really beautiful presentation. Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much, Mataji. Hare Krishna. Thank you for your feedback.
Hare Krishna, Lakshmi. What a beautiful class, beautiful presentation. And as Mataji was saying, yes, you covered each and every detail from the translation, from the purports, from the commentaries. And you quoted each and everything in your session. So it was very beautifully presented and narrated. Thank you so much. It was really a wonderful session. Hare Bol.
Thank you so much, Kirda Sundari Mataji. Hare Bol.
Hare Krishna, Lakshmi Mataji, Dhanavad Pranam. Very, very beautiful presentation, Mataji. When you are going to the next slide, all right, you are saying, I think like you are doing well now. That I was thinking, oh, Mataji is so easy. Like, I think, how do you do for Damodar? It is like that, just calm, cool. You are not at all tensed. So beautiful, Mataji. Each and every slide explains very clearly what you are speaking also. Even if we miss any point, that helped us to go next step. Every level you are taking now, it is like the chariot is ready for Krishna. And then now Rukmini is waiting. Rukmini is going to the temple. Every step is like very clear, Mataji. So beautiful. Thank you, Mataji, for such a beautiful class. Hare Krishna. I could really see whole story in front of my eyes, how Krishna, you know, Krishna, Brahmana went to Krishna and they gave the letter. From there, I could, you know, every step I could see in front of my eyes. Thank you so much, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much, Mataji. Gosh, I don't deserve all this, but thank you so much for this opportunity.
Hare Krishna, Lakshmi Mataji, please accept my humble obeisances. Sorry, Mataji, Anuradha Mataji, would you like to go? Please go ahead.
No, Mataji, please continue. I'll go after. Hare Krishna.
Okay. Yeah, Mataji, it was like a very wonderful presentation. And I like the slides very much, Mataji. Those are very beautiful slides. Thank you for this wonderful class, Mataji.
Thank you so much, Supriya Mataji, for your feedback. Thank you so much, Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Mataji.
Hare Krishna, Lakshmi Devi, please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada and Guru Maharajas. What a beautiful class. And more than anything, I'm happy to see you like this. And thank you so much.
for, you know, I have happened to read this chapter, and as you're saying, when you said Balaram, I said, oh, he'll be talking about now. I mean, Balaram will be talking about the karma part. So it was so refreshing. We need to hear it again and again. So thank you, and putting everything together. Thank you. Hare Krishna. Hope to see you soon in person as well.
Yeah. I mean, Ananda, thank you. Thank you so much for the feedback. I know, staying in Dallas and we couldn't meet yet, right? I mean, just once, of course. But yeah, I really hope to see you again. Thank you for your feedback. Abhinanda, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Mataji, Danut Pranam. So beautiful class, wonderful slides. And like Vinita Mataji said, like we could feel the palpitations that Rukmani was feeling, uncertainty whether Krishna got the letter, she couldn't hear anything. What you spoke and the beautiful pictures in the slides, so much like a movie, Mataji. Thank you so much. And for the first time, we are tasting the delicious cakes that you send in Jagannath's kitchen. Through our
oh
ears,
my gosh.
Very wonderful. Thank you so much.
What a reference, Lalitangi Mataji. Thank you so much for your feedback. I know it wasn't that great, but thank you so much. It's just a learning curve for me too. Thank you. Thank you so much. Please give negative feedbacks too, please.
No, Mataji, there was none. It was so beautiful. Thank you.
Thank you, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Lakshmi Mataji. Very, very nice, beautifully presented. All the slides and pictures and everything. And it just goes along with your speaking, goes along with this place, so the slides and like that. It's very nice. Thank you, Mataji. Very nice. It's the first time after a long time, I have heard this pastimes. Thank you, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much, Kamakta Mataji. Thank you. Thank you for being here today.
Hare Krishna, dear devotees. Anybody would like to share their realizations with Mataji? Please go ahead. Mataji, in between the time, I would like to read the messages in the chat box, Mataji. We have some messages from devotees. Lakshmi Mataji. Hare Krishna, thank you very much, Mataji, for beautiful class. Happy to have your association today. Jai Sachinandana. Hare Krishna. Raj Prabhuji is saying, Hare Krishna, beautiful class with nice presentation. Thanks. And Shivani Mataji is writing, Hare Krishna Mataji, beautiful class filled with so much nectar. Thanks, Shivani. So these are some of the messages from chat box, Mataji.
Thank you so much for the feedback.
So, dear devotees, anybody would like to share their realizations with Mataji? So, I think, Mataji, with your permission and devotees' permission, if there are no more realization, can we end the class, Mataji?
Sure, Mataji.
Thank you so much once again for being here to support me today and giving me this opportunity. Thank you so much, all the devotees on the call. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Indeed, we are very thankful to Lakshmi Mataji for taking up this class and enlightening on the topic, Mataji. Thank you so much, Mataji, for coming on the Bhakti Sangha call of Krishna Katha Mela and giving more details of this topic, Mataji. So with this, I would like to pay my obeisances to you and all the devotees on the call. Vancha Kalpataribhyasya Krupa Sindhu Vyayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Anantakoti Vaishnav Vrindu Ki Jai Namachari Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Krishna Katha Mela Ki Jai Heart Grace Lakshmi Mataji Ki Jai. Thank you so much, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Lakshmi Mataji, once again. Very beautiful.